Grand Canyon University, which received a lot of attention when an investment group took it over a decade ago, is ready to start an unprecedented process of moving from for-profit back to nonprofit.
For more than 50 years, Grand Canyon had been a small private college until deep debt led to the dramatic change.
Grand Canyon CEO Brian Mueller says the university is ready for another shift.
We have a solid financial footing now. And so we started to explore the possibility of restoring our not-for-profit status. We started the process about 6 months ago, and we are now at the point where we think that we'll move more aggressively in this direction. The process would take 6 to 12 months if it turns out to be successful.
Mueller says it'll be a complicated but worthwhile process.
We've frozen tuition 6 years in a row. And we want to continue to freeze tuition. We want to continue to increase our scholarship allotment so that this is being done for the benefit of the students as well as the investors. And that's where we have to find, we have to be able to satisfy both sides of that equation for us to make this work. But we would never do this if it meant students, the tuition was going to have to go up. That would be against one of the core principles that we have built this on.
With this week's developments, higher education observers are left with a lot of questions. Kevin Kinzer is chair of the Department of Education Administration at the State University of New York in Albany.
My first question is it really going to be a complete conversion to nonprofit status? There are several examples of for-profit companies that own or manage or have stakes in nonprofit universities. So my first question would be wondering whether they imagine setting up some sort of broader holding company where a nonprofit Grand Canyon University would be a subsidiary. We've seen the reverse happen, of course, with nonprofit universities setting up for-profit subsidiaries. So there doesn't seem to be any particular reason why they wouldn't think about that as one of their options. Second thing, from a regulatory perspective, to what extent does the status, does the profit-making status of their of the institution change anything about their behavior or their activities or any of the kind of regulatory issues that have come up with for-profit institutions in other areas? They have a very distinctive operation already. I don't know of any other for-profit university that has the model that they have, being publicly traded, religiously focused, a large on-campus population in a very traditional residential environment. These are the kinds of things that you don't see in this combination in the for-profit world.
In general, do for-profit colleges and universities have an image problem?
Yes, they most certainly have an image problem. And that image problem is translated into a regulatory problem and legal problems that many of these institutions have had. And these in turn have turned into financial problems as investors have decided that the return on investment or the potential return on investment is a lot less than what they might have thought maybe 5 or 6 years ago. We've seen closures of major institutions. We've seen enormous declines in enrollment over the past 3 years. We've seen challenges to their existence even as members of the higher education community. There was just rules that were just released today from the federal government on a policy called gainful employment, which specifically targets the kinds of programs that many for-profit institutions, that all for-profit institutions have, and questions whether the education received in those programs has enough value in the labor market to be able to justify the rather high levels of tuition that are being charged. That said, Grand Canyon has been an outlier in this in terms of being able to maintain enrollment, operating, again, very distinctively within the for-profit sphere, enjoying a reputation for those who have looked at it more closely that seems to have avoided many of the problems that other for-profit institutions such as University of Phoenix, Corinthian Colleges, ITT have established.
Does it help them in any way to compete with Arizona State or another public university if they're not for-profit? Are there some people who just won't go there because it's for-profit?
Yeah, I'm not sure that the profit status of the institution really has significant enrollment implications for Grand Canyon. In other words, they've been doing very well in building their enrollment based off of the target market that they're seeking, these religious, Christian-oriented students that they want to bring into their undergraduate program and the very convenient online programs that they've been very successful in marketing associated with them. The parallel would be to the nonprofit Liberty University, which has adopted a very similar kind of model and grown exponentially in tandem almost with Grand Canyon University. So I think that from a student competition perspective, for Grand Canyon, I don't think that the nonprofit versus for-profit status makes a difference. It does, however, take away a pretty big talking point from Arizona State and from other critics to say that it is a for-profit institution, and that would be sufficient to challenge its credibility, its legitimacy within the marketplace.
Kevin Kinzer of the Department of Education at the State University of New York in Albany.